The Pentagon's Strategic Management Plan is an annual document. It's designed to align DOD's business practices with the overarching goals laid out in the Quadrennial Defense Review, the Pentagon's regular study on military strategy. Dave Wennergren, DOD's Assistant Deputy Chief Management Officer, tells Federal News Radio the report first grew out of a 2008 congressional mandate, but its importance has grown since then.
One of the things that I'm really proud about, and one of the things about how it's grown and morphed over the years, is the commitment of the senior leadership team of DOD to its development. Number of meetings with the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Deputy Chief Management Officer, the undersecretaries of the military departments who are their chief management officers, the undersecretaries of defense who are the sort of functional owners, if you will, of the department, to actually lay out what are our strategic business priorities and how will we then align activities and measure results against that set of imperatives.
Some of the areas are updates to goals in previous year's plans, but there are also some new priorities on this year's list of the seven top business goals in DOD. One is to increase the department's energy efficiency, both on its bases and among its deployed forces. That follows the recent creation of a new Director of Operational Energy for DOD and the department's first ever report on operational energy earlier this year. Also new on the list this year is the goal of building and using end-to-end business processes, and one of last year's workforce goals has been stated differently this year. Last year's plan called for enhancing the civilian workforce. This year's version calls for a right-sizing of the mix between military, civilian, and contractor personnel during a time of constrained resources. Also among the seven areas, building secure and agile IT capabilities, strengthening financial management, and increasing the department's buying power. Wennergren says DOD is assigning each of the seven areas to a goal owner within the department, and with that ownership will come accountability.
You need a set of goals. You need a strategic plan to drive and align the organization, and then you need explicit performance measures that help you actually measure the progress of your plans. And so the strategic management plan has those measures in them, and those measures begin at the top level for the organization, and then they drive down to how individual organizations contribute, till you get down to how individual leaders and individual employees contribute. And that has to find its way all the way down into performance plans. So you have this nested set of what is important to me and what will I contribute that works my way back up to the overarching and aligned goals for the Department of Defense.
Also this week, DOD will officially dismantle the agency that was in some ways the forerunner to the Deputy Chief Management Officer. The Business Transformation Agency was identified for closure as part of the efficiency initiatives introduced by former Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Wennergren has been wearing a second hat over the past 9 months as BTA's director, getting it ready to shut down.
And so that's been a lot of hard work. It's all about people, and there are a large number of really dedicated people doing really important work, and their legacy will live on. One of the things that the BTA team has been working on that I'm very excited about is what we call our Enterprise Information Web. This idea that, you know, keeping with the sort of net-centric ideas that I would have talked to you about in my last job working with the DOD CIO team, right, that you don't have to create stale data warehouses. You can actually use technology today to reach in and grab data on the fly and use it as you need. And so demonstrating how that can work for the personnel and readiness world is some of the laboratory work that they had done working on how you could more effectively implement enterprise resource planning systems. So they had some of that capacity for this cutting-edge thinking work. We leveraged highly qualified experts, the special hiring authority that DOD has, quite well with the BTA.
The various missions the agency had are being split between two DOD organizations. One set, the responsibility for developing and improving some of the department's large back-office IT systems, will go to the Defense Logistics Agency,
which already also manages a number of big business systems. So building on the synergies of that organization, putting this other set of portfolio of enterprise business systems together with the set that DLA has already had, and a number of people transitioned with that work. And then the rest of the mission of the Business Transformation Agency coming to the DCMO.
The DCMO's office is inheriting the policy functions of the Business Transformation Agency, such as business enterprise architecture, acquisition oversight, portfolio management, and investment reviews. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.